Right, that's true. Okay, so we're at that Iron Bays, and it seems like everybody got the Iron Aleph in the covers last week. Is that fair? So Iron Bays begins the next section of the parak, beyond the halachos of the darim. So the Mishnah there is about Ve'eli Yosef Shalom Mitzuva, Averis Altas Moshe Yehuda. That this woman is then leaves without her tzuva, meaning they have to divorce her. She doesn't get her tzuva as a result, meaning she's the one considered to be at fault for the dissolving of the marriage. So whether she violates Das Moshe or Das Yehuda, Das Moshe seems that she violates mitzvos, when she actually violates the rice and causes him to violate Yisurim. And Das Yehuda are things that she's expected to keep up but she doesn't actually keep up. That's the famous covering hair sigga. That's something else to discuss in that Mishnah. So the Gemara starts off by saying, okay, what are some of the examples of this? So Amati Lasso She'eno Mu'usar, that she feeds him food that didn't have miser taken off. So, right, so that's a problem, right? It would be similar to, actual Isur, feeding him treif, going like all of that could happen. So the Gemara says, okay, but hechidami, what exactly is the case? How's this going to come up? So idi yada nifrosh idilo yada mina yada. He says, well, wait a second. If he knows about it, so then let him be mafresh himself. Idilo yada mina yada. Now, and if he doesn't know, mina yada. So how is he going to find out? How does he ever find out? So lo tzricha da amra le ploni kohen tikkunli. Well, he says, well, what about if she says, I went to that guy, that kohen, he was the one who I gave the miser to. He says, oh yeah? Who'd you give the miser to? He says, well, I gave it to, John Katz down the block. So he goes over to John Katz, and he says, v'azol shaylin, goes and asks him, v'ishtekeach shikra, and then she's found out that she's lying. So there's a couple of things to, why is he believing John Katz over her? That's one question, but okay, we'll put that to the side. Could be that it was more than one, fine. That's one issue to discuss. But the other question that sort of caught my eye is Machlokas Olashitas HaRaivit on this, meaning what about if she just says, you're right, you caught me, right? Did you do it? No, I didn't. You didn't do it last week either. I didn't do it last week either. Right, the same Gemara seems to appear, not the next thing is with Tilchus Nida, which is also, but just to for simplicity, by Chala as well. I have a little cuts of the Chala, about eight lines down. Right? If he knows, he'll let him separate the Chala himself. If he doesn't know about it, how is he going to find out? This guy took off the challah for me, or he's the one I gave it to, via Shaila, and he went to ask him, Yishtakeach Shikra. And then she was found that she lied. Fine. So, same thing. So why is it that he needs to go and find her? What about if she just says, she admits it, she says, this whole challah thing is ridiculous, it's crazy, I keep getting my ring stuck in it and everything, and I'm, the kashrus agencies take care of challah, it's a lot easier than the way what you're making me do here, and therefore I think the whole thing's a joke. We'll talk about that some other time, maybe. So comes the Gemara, so that's perhaps is rejected. So the Ritvi here quotes the sheet of the Ravid who brings that up. Right, so the Ritva here quotes Rashi, Miyo Diachar Shavu Palo. So you have Im Tomar, Velemele Kidun Shahodis Achari Kain. He says, well, maybe she just told him. So Velekel Amemar, so don't say that, the Farish HaRaivid. Don't say that pshat which the Raivid gave. Right, now, the Raivid is not really found, there's no safer HaRaivid, right? So the Raivid is just quoted, but here he's quoted by everyone. The son of this sheet, right? Shibubetzis, Rashba, Ritva, Ran, all of them quote this sheet of the Raivid. She'ein Adam Neman, Lasum Aspo, Rasha. He says, no, because if she comes and says, you got me, I didn't take off the challah, or I wasn't mafresh the miser, so she would not be believed by that statement. Why? Because that's turning her into a rasha, right? And therefore her edus, so to speak, when she says I did not take it off, is not going to be accepted. He's not going to believe her. So this is actually similar to a different February I gave back in the day with regards to her claiming to have an affair and things like that, that we're just not going to believe her. But She'ein Omrim Kain, so they all bring up this Ravid and they all reject this Ravid by saying, She'ein Omrim Kain, L'inyan Tashlumi Mamon. Now we don't say that with regards to Mamon. Shamodel Chaveru Shagazlu Oshachaval Bo Oshaganov Vimenu Chayev Hu L'Shalim Mamon. Chayev Hu L'Shalim Mamon. That if anybody comes and says, if someone's Reuven steals money from Shimon and then walks over to Shimon 2 days later and feels bad about it and says to Shimon, here's your $100. And Shimon says, why do you give me $100? He says, well, I stole it from you 2 days ago. I feel bad. And here it is back. So Shimon says, sorry, I can't take your money because I don't believe you. Right? You're turning yourself into a Russia, and I can't accept it from you. And therefore, you have to keep the money. Right? So that's absurd. So the Ritva says that that's not it can't be because by money you would certainly take it back. Below I'm royal shein mishalim knas al piatzma. The only idea of the mesa mounts piatzma is that if you go to Beis Din, you can't go and pay a knas. Right? You can't walk into the township office and say, hi, I was speeding on Montgomery. Here's the amount of my speeding ticket. Right? That's a knas. That's not something that you're nezek certainly you can pay or stuff or money that you took you can certainly give back. About Yishlomar, no, the lo mistabral on the oak because he mowed the Rishusa, the mills of the lo shvifi. He says, rather, the Ritva says, why wasn't that the example given in the Gemara? He says, well, because that's not common. That's not the common answer. Meaning, the Gemara is going to say, how does he find out? Idi yad the nifr, she the lo yad the minaya. How is he going to find out? Well, she told him. Right? So Ritva says, that's not a fun Gemara, right? That's not the way it's normally going to work out in the movies. So therefore we're going to figure out some other way that he went to figure it out. But in Akhenami, if she went and said, look, you got me, I wasn't mafrish, I didn't take off Meiser, I didn't take off Challah, so fine, that too. In that case also, she would be considered to be in Overes Al Das, and therefore not accepted. So that's what pretty much all the Rishonim say on this Gemara, except for this Raivin. In fact, I looked up yesterday in the Encyclopedia Talmudis under Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha, so the Gemara the comment is that all the Rishonim hold that in Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha only applies to Onesh and Knas and Meisim Beis Din, but doesn't apply to being Motzi Mavon, except for the Raivin holds that it does work in order to be Motzi Mavon, and it quotes this Raivin that's brought in Ritva Rashi from Shimon Gwetzes Ran, etc. So and the Rashi also. So he gets some press, but the truth is it's not so simple that the Raivin really holds in the Mesim Atzmo to be Motzi Mavon. Would the Raivin reject it? What would the Ravid say about the case of somebody walking over to another and saying, hey, I stole money from you, here's your money back? Would the Ravid say, sorry, you gotta reject it, you can't take the money back under those circumstances? So that sounds pretty fun.
You take it as matana.
Well, yeah, but
saying you're taking it. So like his goal is to give it to you.
Yes.
The lungs behind it, okay, that's relevant. You wait for Sunday morning chabur,
The matana taus. So
you can't really steal it.
Right, you say to him, listen, you're a big tzaddik. You sit next to me in shul, and I don't believe you actually stole it from me, but I will take it from you because you want to give it to me. Okay, yeah, I mean, and leave out the lundas. But I believe there are other gemaras that seem to the rabbi would have a tall hill to climb to be able to defend this against all the other against the other rayos that are brought. On that by the others. So there's several answers, all seemingly coming along saying the same thing. So the latest, Halacha Kibasrai, so we'll quote the Birka Shmuel. So Birka Shmuel of Baruch Ber, so he in the section on Kedushin, so he explains, he says, Lingan, when it comes to this Overes Hadas, right, Chazin the Parach Begmar Bixu, so Mechilish Eim Usar, Hefi Dami Lodir, right, Parach Arrived, Dilma Mairi, Kigon Shahodis, Beatko Shinach Shalti, Viteritz Arrived, no, Dilom Mehemni, the Ein Oda Mesa Matzah of Russia. Vilchor Akasha, right, which you have a question. Ha, who does Baldin, Kamei Eidim Dami, right, Vikmosha, Amo, Shetmeyu Alav, Haritfa Varan, right, all the Rishonim ask, what do you mean? Who does baldin? So therefore, right, that whole klal of who does baldin. So ulam bir dvar v'kadoshu. So rather, this is how we'll explain the right. The linyan overes al das mashemaf sedes al yedezek suvasa lo mishum de meisik kizum afsidik suvasa. When it comes to an overes al das that she loses her ksuva. So why is she losing her ksuva? She's losing her ksuva because she didn't take off meiser, because she didn't take off chala. No, she's the el of al yedezek din overes al das. That no, because she doesn't take off meiser, she now has attain the lofty status of Overes Al Das, right? That puts her in a new category. Right? And therefore, and that's what causes the Chachamim That's why the Chacham said that they are going to cause Vilu Ksuva. Val, im ein lo nemanus lasos es atzma Russia lifnei habistin, mishum dein odem isim atzma Russia, afilu im kami shemaya galya, da hachashudu mikol makam yesh lo Ksuva. But if it was only about that, it was only this, ein odem isim atzma Russia, and that's what we're getting, she doesn't have the nemanus to make herself a Russia. So yeah, even if everybody knows that she did it, mikol makom yesh la ksuva, she's still going to get her ksuva. The mashia siduah chacham ksuva hu ayadeish to yesh la din over esaldas v'lo de ma'aser kazu. That it's not the action of feeding the husband ma'aser tevel that is causing him to that's causing her to lose her ksuva, right? It's the status that she's achieving. So in order to achieve that status, so that's something that we're not going to accept, even though it's outside the realm of Vesin, still that's something that she needs to, that we're not going to just accept her her testimony in order to do. Meaning when you go and say, hi, I stole $100 from you, here's the money back, so you're not necessarily achieving the status of Ganav at that point, right? You're just giving the guy his money back, right? But here, she has to achieve a status in order for her to, it's not directly related to her now getting divorced and not losing her ksuva. She's not like actively being mokal on her ksuva at that point. That's just the process that takes place. So because of that is down the line, so ein odem mesim atzma Russia is still going to apply. All right, and the Kovetz Arav Rav Chanan give a similar answer. That's the realm that everybody is driving at. So I was like, I don't know. I thought that was pretty convincing. All right? I thought that was a pretty good defense of the Raivin. So how do we then paskin in this case? So the truth is, we don't paskin like the Raivin. Well, it's unclear. The Shulchan Aruch is really straight up like this. The class is going here. Kuf Tesvav Sif Aleph. All right, there you go. Kuf Tesvav Sif Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Eli Yosef Shlo B'Ksuva, really quotes our Mishnah. And what's it again? Kagon Shamra Ploni Chacham Tikin Li Chaveri Hazeh O Lo Hitir Li Chatichazu O Tir Li Hadam Hazeh. Right? It gives other examples as well that he was matir me this Shiloh that we had, or he was matir me the Dam with regards to Nida, and then he went out and she found out that she was a liar. So the Beis Shmuel on this comment says, Hu Adin, so too if she would be Moda Sheikh Shilu. I forgot the Inu Mesa Matsu Rasha. Even though Inu the Mesa Matsu Rasha, we call Malcolm Bevesu Chayotsu. Still, nevertheless, that case also would be reason for her to be to have to leave without attaining a ksuva. So I don't know if anybody else on the page is going to disagree with that, but that seems to be that we're passing like the other Rishonim. However, it doesn't necessarily Lamaisa, if you actually show up in a Beis Din and the guy in a divorce proceeding and the nowadays, you know, and the person would say, the man would say, listen, I want all the money. Because I want the ksuva because she undermined the marriage, not just because she was whatever, but she also because she fed me tevel purposely. I know she was feeding me tevel. How do you know? Because she told me after I ate the challah, she said, "Ha ha, I got you right. I wasn't mafresh challah on that. Got you." So Beis Din would say, right. What do you have to say for yourself? She says, well, you got me, but you can't believe me because nobody else knows that I, you don't have any proof, so therefore, tough luck, you know, the misim atzmi Russia or something, right? I'm not going to be able to turn into a Russia or that. Beis Din in that case would still, so how would we paskin then in that case? So according to the Ritva, we'd say, look, she gave in, so therefore she's going to lose her ksuva. However, her towing, her lawyer, is going to say, but Kimli, like the sheet of the Raivin, right? That I believe that in the realm of Beis Din, practically speaking, whenever there is any legitimate shita that holds one way or another, so whoever the one who is attempting to be motzi mamon has to overcome those shitos as well. That is like that's one of the challenges of Bati Dinim. So you dig up some shita someplace, so and that's able to sort of maintain the status quo because hamotzi mechavera lavaraya, not just in terms of bringing actual proof, but also in terms of bringing halachic proof. So if she could come and say, oh, you can't believe me because ain't other meisanatzma Russia, they said, yeah, but nobody holds that way. So what do you mean? The Raivin holds that way, right? That would be considered to be a legitimate opinion. she would be able to keep her money under those circumstances. Okay, so that is the that's the
she would lose out.
Well, in that case, I guess she's being motzi. Technically, she's being motzi.
That was my next question. What, who's being motzi? Why? Because she's bringing in, he's bringing in. Is he? Does she get to keep her?
Right. So
he gets to keep the 200.
She would, right? Because
also, she her lawyer can say back. Well, everyone else has opposite.
Right. So who's being
what's motzi?
What is the status of that in terms of that? Yeah, I don't know. Anybody? I've only been learning this for the last. Several months.
Just because she says it doesn't mean you can't have other witnesses prove agreeing with her.
Yeah. Right. No, the other witnesses are other witnesses.
If you have witnesses, then it fits into the Gemara, because then it's it's
known, even if she also says it. It's not like you combine them and then she's proved with her old part.
Right. And look, when it comes to Hilchos Nida, the next the Gemara that we didn't go through, there she the Gemara said, well, how do you know that she didn't go to the mikvah? I said, well, you know, he checked with the mikvah lady. Or everybody saw her walking around in her Nida clothes that day, right? And knew it. So that's not a pure proof, right? That's a circumstantial evidence. Yeah. So okay, that would be considered to be sufficient. But okay, I mean the sheet of the rabbi is out there when it comes to this. So that's an important machlokas we show him. So that seems to line up with another machlokas that seems to being hovering in this gemara, and that is the machlokas seemingly Rambam and everyone else. So the machlokas Rambam and everybody else is, what if he says that's okay, you know, I'll live with her not taking maaser, I'll live with her not taking kal. I mean, the gemara is only giving reshus for that. It's not saying that he has to. It doesn't say explicitly that he has to. So the Rambam says. So if he says, look, okay, I'm fine living this way. So she, so if that's the case, she, so what happens in that case? So it seems, so most Rishonim would say, well, okay, fine. Look, if he's mochel, so then he's mochel. Like, maybe it's not the best situation for him to be living in, but okay, you know, like, he'll let him, he'll figure his way out of making sure that the hechsherim are good, or giving his own hashkacha in his own kitchen.
And you said, he'd be mafish to himself.
Right. I mean, so the Gemara seems to say, "Ein adam dare im nachash v'kifa achas." Right. The Gemara is like nervous about that, but like, okay, like bottom line, that's
and his
Yoredeya life could be different than his Chushan Mishpat life or his Ebenezer life, and he'll figure out his Yoredeya life on one hand, and his and he'll be mochla with regards to the Chushan Mishpat Ebenezer section, a part of their marriage. So the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, nope. Even if he is mochel, if they then go ahead and get divorced later on, right? She has forfeited her ksuva. She has by being caught as an overa sadas. So she has forfeited her ksuva. Why? The Rambam even gives like a svara here. He says, well, because what's the whole point of ksuva? The whole point of ksuva is that we don't want him to, you know, easily be able to go ahead and divorce her. But in this case, we do want him to go ahead and divorce her. He was mochel at one point and says, all right, fine, you know, let's try to see if we can work this out. Okay, fine. But a year, two, 3 years go by and I want to divorce her. Okay, she's already forfeited her ksuva. We don't want the marriage to continue. So the Rambam says that the ksuva seems to fall away, and that also. So the Ritva seems to disagree. Whether the Ritva disagrees with that, right? Rov Rabosa is a chokin alav bazet, right? He says that most of my Rebbeim all disagree with the Rambam when it comes to this. When it comes to this issue, so perhaps where would the shitas harayvid fall within this idea? Ein adam, right? Ein adam esim asma rasha. So it could be that he would also fall on the Rambam side. So I'm not going to take the cheap side, cheap answer, and say that the Rambam doesn't argue on the Rambam, so therefore the Rambam must agree with the Rambam, right? That's not a thing. But you could still say that alumnus the Rambam would agree with the Rambam, because the Rambam would say, yeah, because it is a ein adam esim asma rasha is a ma'aseh basin. So once you have one, so therefore, because it is a ma'aseh basin, it becomes a very technical thing about whether she had it or not. And the Rambam is giving a very technical answer, right? The Rambam is saying, well, we don't want the marriage to continue under these circumstances, so therefore she loses her ksuva li'olam vad. While others should have been like, no, it's a, you know. what does it look like if a guy is mochel and they're continuing on to live that way? So how can you say that he was makbid on it like she was being makbid on? Right? They're sort of merging the two things together. While the Rambam is outtaking and saying that no, this is a maisa beisini, a technical issue. The Ravid also, this is a technical issue, meaning technically we are not going to believe her, even if he kind of knows, even if he really does believe her, even if he maybe has some other evidence that she wasn't being mafresh chalav, he wasn't being mafresh mice or anything like that. So okay. But technically speaking, we are stuck within the framework of we don't have any proof that she violated it, and therefore she doesn't have a din of veris haldas, and even her admittance is not going to be sufficient for that. That was just one further thought. So then, just to pull this around, sticking. Wait a second. So what about in other areas of halacha? I mean, what about other areas of edus? Other areas of do we say in other mesim atzva rasha? How far do we take this? So
what about real quickly? Shem nafsai never after, like she wants to like get out of the marriage.
Okay.
Because you know she's looking at someone else already.
Right.
So.
All right.
So
based in my. Without taking that into account,
yeah.
I mean, you would search around for evidence. In theory, you could search around for evidence like that. No, I know the real reason that she didn't do that, right?
Okay,
but I'm not sure that. I mean, that would then be a factor going forward.
And then even staying in the same case, and we started discussing this a little. If we don't believe her mix up a rasha, can we eat the challah?
I mean, going forward, what then is her status with regards to
the same challah? She says, I didn't do it. So I don't believe you. Can you just eat it?
She said she wasn't mafresh challah.
I wasn't mafresh challah.
Ah, but you can't believe
it.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Like you said earlier, like, you know, he will divide up this place mission with evidence,
yeah,
right?
Get it,
the question is, right now, this challah in front of us.
Right.
Not believing her, seems like a steer for us to be able to.
Right, right. Right.
We're not believing her, right?
Right. So it seems like that would be the case. The only thing I would think is that the whole, I mean, the premise that it's kosher requires an active hechsher, right? How do I know the a normal sacrifice, when she's a tzaddikus, how can you eat the challah? What is he relying on in order to eat the challah?
Yeah.
Because in Eidacha Naman Bizurin, she's, by default, she's claiming that everything is okay. So here she is not by default claiming everything is okay.
What would make a difference if she first said it's kosher and then she said it's not kosher?
Then Pesha Aser, Pesha
Hit.
Yeah. No, not Pesha Aser, Pesha Hit, meaning a separation.
We don't believe her for the second.
I mean, she said it was kosher, right. he ate it, he ate half the challah, and now she said, by the way, I got you, and they have a whole fight shot this afternoon, and now it's time for Chal Shudas. Right? So, what does he do? What does he do for, what does he do at Chal Shudas? Yeah, that's a good.
Because by default, you're saying it wouldn't be kosher. I mean, just because she used to make kosher challah doesn't mean.
No, that's what Rabbi Gross is saying. That
didn't have, it's a Jewish home.
Right. So she gave the activator. So at lunch it was totally kosher, right? He's not going to be held up in Shemayim for that, right? He's not going to be in trouble for that. He gave Echandam and Bizur. Now, Chal Shudas, though, what do I do with that? Yeah.
You're not there just looking each way. I mean, here we're saying, not according to the Ravid, we don't take it into account to the impact Mama, right? Mostly.
Right. What would the Ravid do? I mean, most people.
What would everyone else do according to the Ravid? Then it should be. Then you should believe her and you should not eat it.
No, the opposite. According to everybody, you would say, you do believe her. Meaning, in the case of the Ada, in the case of the Ksuba, also we believe her.
I don't know.
I thought it was bad.
Everyone is talking about the Ksuba specifically because now she has the status of Overt al-Das.
Right. I thought everyone else said
so that definitely found.
So you think it's Dafka and everybody else would be on the other side?
Otherwise, there'd be no Adamo said it's
more
Russia.
The Ein Adam Rasha is sort of an Edus status. I mean, that's how it's discussed. The fact that even is sort of the fallback lumdus of Ein Adam Misnasa Rasha is because Adam Karovitz Latzov. That person is a Karov with regards to themselves, and therefore they can't give Edus with regards to themselves. That's kind of like the starting point for the discussion of the understanding.
So.
How exactly is this item being made kosher? I don't know. This is it's It's hard to say that he could eat it. That's a pretty far. I think other Rishonim would say we believe her, so we believe her. Now, according to the Rebbe, that's when it comes to, you know, everybody agrees that Inon L'Mitzvah Rosh is a basin issue, and the Rebbe adds in one more category, even to be Motzi Mamon. But he would even say with regards to Isser V'Heter, I don't know. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Lamed Aleph is the last Simon in Hilchus Idus in Choshen Mishpat. So there he says, Rasha Pasul Eidus Vafilu Eid Kasher. They Rasha's Pasul Eidus, even Eid Kasher Shiu Deya B'Chaveru Shuhu Rasha Bein Hadayonim Makirim Risho Aslo L'Hayidino. Right, what about if Reuven and Shimon are going to be Eden together, and Shimon knows that Reuven has been not so great, so he knows that he's pasul edus. So aser lo l'hai imo. So not only is Reuven Reuven is a question, but the Shulchan Aruch says if Shimon knows that Reuven is pasul edus, Shimon is not allowed to testify with him. That is the din Shulchan Aruch. That's the idea of Vidvar Shechir Tirchak. It's one of the Midvar Shechir Tirchak, as the Piskei Tshuva describes a little bit early on, right? But what about himself, right? What about him giving his own testimony? I mean, to go to a wedding, get called up as an aide, and someone said, you should do tshuva now, right, in order to be kasher leidus. But in the absence of that, or maybe he doesn't want to do tshuva now, as that actually is the situation in this, if we get there. But he knows that he himself is pasul edus for a certain case, but he also knows that the edus is true. So does he have to call himself out and describe this? Does he have to call himself out and say, I'm pasul edus and therefore I can't give it? And if he does call himself out, so does he then get believed? So this is a tshuva of the Chavos Yair. So the Chavos Yair is so sefer b'hashmatos, and he says nimsa tesva dirmasla amnam. I don't know. The regular Chavos Yair, at least the ones that appear online, don't have hashmatos in the back. So I wanted to look it up inside. I couldn't find it. The original on Otzer Chachma, it has multiple editions of the Chavos Yair, including Hatfasa Rishona, and it does have hashmatos in the back, but it looks like. It looks like someone scrambled eggs on top of it or something like that. It's one of those really old ones where all the margins are all awkward and things like that. So it could very well be there, but I wasn't able to find it inside. But Chakaz Litzarach Ian Ladina Im Ruvin Mavakish Milevi Shioid Olav Neged Shimon Edus Emes. Now he skipped, I don't know why he skips the people, but Ruvin wants Levi to give testimony against Shimon with him. Okay? Rock, the only thing is, Levi Yodeya Shapasal Hu Machmas Negiya O Kurva O Machmas Aveira. But Levi knows that he himself is Pasal Edus, either because he's related to the person, or because of an Aveira, or because he is Negias. He has some connection there. The only thing is, Levi knows that Beistin doesn't know. Right? Rock Shabistin Lo Yadu Im Shai La'ayi. Right? U Machmas Aveira Tsarchi and Yoser Ki Echiasa. Af im yifarsim kolono in other mesim atzarasha. He says it's worse when it comes to the case of the avera because he's going to publicize it. He's not allowed to publicize it, or it doesn't work. It doesn't mean anything. Lachin im lo yagid. If he doesn't tell, so then over. Lachin im lo yagid over. In lo yagid is the isser of not giving edus when you should be giving edus. So if he says I'll give edus, but I, full disclosure, I happen to be a axe murderer, right? So we say, well, we're okay with that. I mean, you're a ain't all the mason asarasha, so we're not allowed to believe you. But if he says, I'm just gonna hold back, I'm not gonna say anything, I'm just not gonna give testimony, so then you violate the isser of lo im lo yagid. You're violating the isser of not giving testimony when you should be going ahead and giving testimony. Bim tomar, but you say, isn't it kavach omer, right? That pasuk says in Rosh Hashanah tirchak shalei tzarif, right? Based on this line in Shulchan Aruch, that you, it's a gemara in Shavuos from a pasuk, but Rosh Hashanah tirchak that you shouldn't join with somebody who is a rasha, and therefore kavachomer, if you shouldn't join with somebody else as a rasha, kavachomer, you yourself shouldn't do it. Alkein nifro shanz rasalomer shaloli star female leos etzal davar al aid olichlum star. Uvazet esher the kavachomer in your day of asva. The chay gavunami mari chazar the molish fulas the coming citizen. Masha inkin im kvar ra vazem avakish menu shiayit. He says, yeah, that's the case of you going ahead and proactively going ahead and testifying with him. But here you are being requested to go ahead and give the testimony. So if you're going ahead and being requested, so how exactly are you going to get out of that without being a violation of the imlo of imlo yagid? So he goes ahead and quotes the iksos from a couple of simanim earlier, and the iksos is really quoting his brother. There's some maisa there, the iksos and his brother. But he's quoting his brother there, and where he says, so I put the iksos here on the back. On the back of the page here is the iksos. It says, O kasav achi lahakshu med damirin b'taim the chutzla beis nichol lachshu al holi mishim de lo nifsul mishim de chol lo mar shachachtu. V'hikshin hi de anon machshirin oso mi hai taim. Biko malkom kiven da eid atzmo yudeya sh'over b'mezid u posul hu asu loid afilu eidus emes. V'chim ha shakasav chavus yair v'ashvata sifro isha beisin ein yodin mirisho asu lo lahayit kibet shu yudeya ba'atzmo derasha. V'hala b'ze achi. So that's the statement. He says, my brother said, hey, wait a second. He says, wait a second, why is he pasulatus? Right? Let him just do tshuva. Right? Right? The only time you need some kind of public tshuva if it was a public avera. But if nobody knows that you did the avera, so then you can go ahead and do tshuva. So let him just go ahead and do the tshuva. But then he turns around and says, yeah, but you know what? Maybe he doesn't want to do tshuva. Maybe he likes doing that particular avirus. Maybe he knows he didn't have charata. How could he give a testimony? He's not mechuyev in tshuva in order to give the other guy testimony. I mean, he's mechuyev in tshuva on his own, but he's not mechuyev to do tshuva just because some other guy wants him to be an aide in some court case. So, still, as long as he himself knows that he hasn't done charata, so he's not mechuyev to tell, and therefore he's not going to have the punishment of lo yagid, kozman shelo asa tshuva, so long as he doesn't tshuva. Meaning the idea is that he potentially backs out. However, it is just the tumim, the tshuva goes on and quotes from the nesivus as well as the tumim, that no, it could be that if he knows that he himself is kasher edus, right, so I mean, he knows that it's true, and he goes ahead and gives the edus, so then ends up being true. Meaning it's true, and I use pasul edus. Yeah, that's like a separate halacha. That's only if Basin is going to find out. But if Basin isn't going to find out, then it's not going to be held against him. It's
caused by his tabishmai, he's pasul edus,
no? So that's a suggestion. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's only pasul edus if Basin declares him.
Who knows he's pasul edus, but they don't know it's pasul edus.
Yeah, it's very helpful.
Because the Bethan can't rely on it. It's not so bad. It's not that he can't be an aide. It means the Bethan can't rely on it if they have this questions about it.
What?
It doesn't reveal a question.
But the Chazaka is kosher. Kosher, right? Very good.
I mean, it could be by at a wedding it's different. So it's Edus Lakim Davar as opposed to Edus Labir Dar. So it could be that maybe you in those circumstances, maybe the guy would be responsible to do tshuva, or maybe don't go up for the, don't go up. But in a regular court case, he's suggesting, okay, fine. Right. You know, we're just trying to be Mavar of the facts, and that will be part of being Mavar of the facts.
So it might sit here, this guy in front of Basin, should you tell this whole story of how you did this, and then I tried to do tshuva, but I didn't really mean it, and like...
No,
you do all that and then you give your edus and then you let Basin deal with it?
No, Basin's still going to be left with, I don't believe you. I don't believe you did the aver. I don't believe you. And I don't care whether you did tshuva.
If you were to say that, would that be born the love, right, of giving?
Right, so you could potentially plug this back into the machlokas that we had earlier, other Rishonim and the Raavad. I mean, the other Rishonim seem to be taking a more... I'll listen to Krosh. So if the guy comes and says, I'm violation of the din, so therefore we would accept that, just as we would accept the status of the woman, while the Ravid is saying, I mean, and he's not being mechuyev of anything in that case, meaning if the issue is that Eidla Misa Masa Rasha, to the fact that we're not going to be mechayev you a knas, mechayev you a punishment, or something like that, so that's not happening in this case of the Eidla. So therefore that factor is out of the way. It's just a matter of, do we believe a guy when he comes and says, you know, you should know that I'm not really... I'm not really so from, right? Do we believe him under those circumstances? So the other Rishon might say, yeah, we believe that because it has nothing to do with these technical issues of Eidom as Mesa Masa Rasha. Well, according to the Sheikh to the right, but the Sheikh to the right, it might take a little bit of a stricter stand.
It's a limud zchus on a lot of kedushin. You know, when people go up, we don't know exactly what's going on there. Right. As long as they don't say anything, we're fine.
Right.
It's not a kedushin, you're assuming
that they don't know to say anything. Well, right. They didn't know to say anything.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Even better. Okay, so that is...
What's the punishment for a lo yada?